BlackBerrySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, October 29th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Going to Lansing, based on the fact that this is the last week before the election this coming Tuesday, November 5th, there still is certain activities happening, certain bills that are being looked at, different types of legislation they're teeing up for after the election. What happens after a week from today, November 5th, general election? Let's lay this out, kind of a path to what I think is going to play out in Lansing. First of all, I believe there is a true red wave momentum happening for Donald Trump, Mike Rogers, all the Republicans. I believe many of the incumbent Democrat state representatives are going to lose their election. Right now, there's 110 state representatives, 56 Democrats, the 54 Republicans. I've always said, after looking at the races, 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats, they're going to lose the majority. So, if my theory, hypotheses, my guesstimate as to what's going to happen, the Republicans take back the majority in the House a week from today. Well, that immediately is going to then trigger a session called a lame duck session. Why is it called lame duck? Because these Democrats, the four Democrats that are going to lose, lowering the number from 56 to 52, will not be back in January. Betsy Kofia and a few others come to mind. They're going to be gone. Also, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's unilateral total control of both chambers of the House, the Senate, her being the governor, changes. So then what they're going to do is roll out their bucket list. I've already told you about a few of them. There's going to be a whole lot more coming out that I probably don't even know about. Parental consent regarding minor children will be gone in the state of Michigan. They will pass it in the House, the Senate, slam it through, send it to Whitmer for her signing, probably without immediate effect. What does that mean? It won't go into effect until 90 days after they end this legislative session, which is going to be middle to late December. They may actually work right all the way up until the Christmas holiday. End the session, and then that would trigger everything to basically go into effect in April of next year, 2025. Now, in that process of being in lame duck, late night sessions, all-nighters, staying on before, during, and after midnight, most legislative days, they're there. This is when they will ram everything through. This is when they will absolutely ram everything through. Knowing full well that there's going to be a new Speaker of the House elected when the Republicans win back the majority. Well, who are some of the people considering to be leading in the Republican caucus to be the next Speaker of the House? Well, two political action committee PACs connected to House Minority Leader Matt Hall raised combined $438,288 between July 21st and October 20th. According to the Bureau of Elections reports that were filed on Friday last week, making him the top candidate related to PAC fundraising for the third quarter. However, Hall may not have a glide path to the House Republican leadership post. Win or lose, for the House Republicans on November 5th, another candidate, State Representative Tom Kuntz of Clare, has put significant personal time and treasure into the House Republicans' bank accounts. The Kuntz Majority Fund raised $239,507 for the same cycle. On top of that, the Clare freshman and his wife, Janet, spent another $95,650 of their own money in very competitive House Republican candidates' races. Most of this, a lot of this, came for them to win their primary election. Total donations, $101,375. Additionally, his leadership PAC donated money to the House Republican Campaign Committee. Now, one of the state representatives that they talked to for this MERS news story, State Representative Greg Van Workum, Republican of Norton Shores. Tom Kuntz has gone above and beyond in his efforts to help Republicans take back our majority. I don't know if any caucus member has ever put this level of their own personal money into supporting candidates in competitive seats. That being said, Van Workum declined to weigh in on a possible leadership race, saying, like, unlike prior terms, he has not received a single call from anyone regarding who he would support for leader. I guess losing the majority back in 2022 woke up a lot of people. He continues saying, this stuff doesn't matter right now. You're not thinking about leadership races in any way, shape, or form right now before the general election. Right now, we're all laser focused on winning back the majority. Now, it's kind of interesting because the financial activity comes as Kuntz reports that he's walked and knocked on doors in nearly every competitive House district in the state to help Republican candidates win this election. Even though he has technically not declared to be considered for Republican Speaker of the House leader for the 2025-2026 term. However, he believes that he has 30 votes for leadership if he decides to run. 30 votes? What is that number? Why is that number significant? Because I said my prediction is 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats. 58 Republicans voting in the caucus for the next speaker. Well, if Kuntz believes he has 30 votes, folks, that's 30-28 against Matt Hall. I would be highly supportive of Tom Kuntz, who I've had on the show before years ago when he first got elected, I would very much like to have him back on the show, tell us what his vision is for being Speaker of the House, and possibly consider endorsing him to be the Speaker. Whether he wants it or not, I'm not sure. But definitely, I am totally against Matt Hall being the next Speaker of the House. So any of you state reps listening, Ken Borton, John Roth, Cam Cavett, whoever, just understand where I'm coming from. Now, one of the state reps declining to talk directly about the upcoming leadership race, State Representative Bill G. Schuette of Midland, that's Bill Schuette's son, said, "I've been working with Matt Hall, and he's been laser focused that we come back with a Republican majority. From our fundraising to our candidates to advertising and messaging. I know that's exactly where Matt's focus is. If we are, in fact, going to be the majority, that's where we are focused at right now. I can't speak to where the others' focus may be." With Bill G. Schuette supporting Matt Hall, that's just another reason in my cap not to support Matt Hall. Just saying. Kind of interesting, though, because historically in voting for Speaker in the leadership caucus, sometimes it's led to multiple rounds of voting. Well, Tom Kuntz made it clear to MERS News Service yesterday that he is not an announced candidate for House leader at this moment. Today, for example, he was up in Marquette in the 109th House District helping Carl Bonack in a very competitive race against the freshman Democrat Jen Hill. Kuntz went on to say, "If we take the majority, we will need to send a big thank you to Donald Trump. In 2022, with his name not being at the top of the ticket, we lost by 11 points. This time, the top of the ticket could win by a percentage point or two. We had absolutely nothing to do with that. We're focused on House seats. Donald Trump, his coattails could help us." Then he finished the statement with this: "For these House seats, it will disappoint me if a single person tries to take credit for a group effort. That is not accurate." We'll get Matt Hall's response, other comments. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Going to wrap up this potential next Speaker of the House, Republican, if the Republicans win back the majority. I believe they will. I've predicted 58-52. Tom Kuntz is kind of basically following the same number thinking I am, claiming that he's got 30 yes votes for Speaker of the House, defeating Matt Hall. Well, when you break down and look at the fact that Hall has raised $438,000, Kuntz has raised well over $300,000, it's going to be a very close race. But there's two PACs, actually three, that I'm very concerned about that Matt Hall got money from. First of all, before the PAC, the Republican State Leadership Committee, which is being chaired by former Governor Rick Snyder, gave him $100,000. $100,000 of the $438,000. That's almost a quarter. Then, former Michigan Republican Party Chairman Ron Weiser gave him $25,000. Then these following PACs each gave $20,000. The Community Bankers PAC, the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, known as MITA, and the Beer and Wine Wholesalers. Frankly, I have a problem with all of these. Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, that has to do with MDOT and public transportation. The Beer and Wine Wholesalers PAC, those are the people that support the Liquor Control Commission. One bureaucratic agency, I believe, that needs to be eliminated. Community Bankers PAC, eh. But the biggest one, Rick Snyder, Republican State Leadership Committee, $100,000. Big problem with that. Now, there are other PACs that have donated money to Hall. Here's what he's had to say. The HRCC, that is the Washington House Republican Congressional Committee, they raised $6.76 million. Their October quarterly final filing raised a total of $6.965 million. Hall said that their strategy has been to raise money for the HRCC. And if you look at what we've done, we put more money into that than ever before that we've raised. Stop and right there. What does that tell you? Hall and his pack are trying to deal with Washington, D.C. races. Tom Kuntz is dealing with local Republicans running to be state representatives here in our state. I'm sorry, but Matt Hall, you have got way too many cables, too many strings attached to you from Washington, D.C. Not going to support Matt Hall for speaker in any way, shape, or form. So I'm going to reach out to Tom Kuntz, and if and when he makes the decision to announce he is running for speaker, I'm going to ask him if he'd like to come on the show. Not going to support Matt Hall in any way, shape, or form. Now, it's kind of interesting to note, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has a PAC. She filed her quarterly reports as well. Her Michigan-based political PAC came very close to fundraising to Matt Hall's. She got $435,288, and she marshaled most of that through her Building Bridges PAC. That PAC received 371 total donations, including $150,000 from the United Food and Commercial Workers PAC, and another $100,000 from Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association. Very, very interesting. Lastly, big donor to Whitmer's PAC, the SEIU, major labor union representing bureaucratic union employees, the very same group that is going to unionize people who stay home to take care of catastrophically injured family members. Democrats brought this back. Those family members, without a vote to unionize, without a vote to agree to pay dues, are now part of the SEIU, and dues are being taken from their checks. Thank you to the Democrats. Final hours of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr.